Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting third. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The first baseman, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bonham. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Bonham. And now, play ball. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner takes first base on ball four. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Bonham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliver for the out. Hebner moves to second. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Stennett reaches second base with a double. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson strikes out. Swisher drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Keeson out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kleins. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Kleins steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kleins who is chasing the ball. Munday reaches third base with a triple. Morales scores. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to home to get Munday. Madlock moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Mendoza hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is 0 for 1 in the game. Keeson strikes out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kleins takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kleins moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kleins scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stargell hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Hebner scores. Oliver goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Pirates. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza misplays the ball. That's an error on Mendoza. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mendoza fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sanguilan. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Sanguilan steals second. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stennett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0 for 2 in the game. Mendoza strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeson is 0 for 2 in the game. Keeson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett misplays the ball. That's an error on Stennett. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Keeson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Madlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hebner is hit by the pitch. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Hebner moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosello strikes out. One out. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonham strikes out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonham moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Mendoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bonham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Ott pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to second. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Bruce Giesen. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Tavares now playing shortstop. Dave Justy now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Munday hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Cardenal moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Sanguillan and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Munday moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cubs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 3 in the game. Swisher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Munday moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Bill Bonham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonham is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonham takes first base on ball 4. Munday scores. Madlock moves to third. Rosello moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Cubs. Darryl Patterson now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Rosello scores. Bonham moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-3, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Thornton now playing first base. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bert Hooten now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hebner strikes out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Kleins moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0 for 4 in the game. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.